Welcome to Bread Time. My name is Gabriel Valdivia.
And this is Charlie Dietz.
Our words are bullshit. And I think this is interesting because Charlie Dietz here just got an award. So I want to bounce off this very stone cold position versus this very soft emotion that you feel fuzzy inside because you just got an award. So tell me, how do you feel about awards in general? And then maybe specifically after that, design awards.
Awards feel great. You should win one.
That's the episode.
No, seriously though. I'm sympathetic to winning an award, not because I did win an award today. Just kidding. No, but I think awards are attention. I think people misguide that attention as being more than what it is. For example, the attention of winning the award that I won today was decided by a small group of people. So those people had been decided that they should be the ones who are going to decide who wins these awards. But then everyone else can respond to that by saying, that's unfair. That's incorrect. That's right or wrong. Those people are right due to the fact that it is a small group amount of opinions, but it makes it seem like it's more than that. So if you and I started an award show right here on Bread Time and started giving out awards, those would be unfair awards and they would be bullshit because it's just you and me and we're going to be not able to see the larger swath of things or the larger perspective on stuff because we're only two little people.
But that's the case of all awards ever.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I'm kind of agreeing with you.
Okay, I'll take it. So you're saying they only have a small portion of the full picture.
Kind of, yeah. But what I'm saying, the reason I won't agree with you that awards are bullshit is because if I gave you a compliment, if I was like, hey, that's a cool jacket, and you're like, you're bullshit, that wouldn't be fair either, right? So giving someone an award and then saying that award's bullshit isn't really fair because that person said you have a nice jacket, essentially.
I agree with that. I think awards are bullshit.
You agreed with me. It's the first time you've ever said that on the show.
No, I agree. I mean, the wording of awards are bullshit. It's inflammatory and it's meant to gain your attention, but it's not completely fair. What I reject is this idea, this validation that you get from it, that if you get an award for best website, best designer, best whatever, you forget that it's a small set of people designing this, right? You see it as a binary, right? Is that movie an Oscar winner? Yes or no? If it is, then it's worth my respect. And similarly, now you are Charlie Dietz award-winning designer. And besides the fact that I'm very jealous and I want to win an award for myself, and now I feel like...
You don't need it. They're bullshit.
it is now a... it's just a reason for you to follow signals that are not necessarily authentic.
Sure, right. Award winners doesn't mean that it is good. It means there's a chance of it being good if you align with the principles under which the award was given, right? I think another element of it, which is really confusing, is, okay, I got an award. What do I do, right? I could take it two ways. One, I could just take the award and say, haha, I got an award, and that's the end of it. But that would almost feel wrong in a way. Today, when I got the award, I posted on Twitter, this thing that I worked on got an award. And this was also because when I got the award, it was hey, here's some ways that you can promote that you got this award. They normalized that idea. That wasn't super comfortable to me. But at the same time, it's if I don't make it known that I got this award, then no one will know I got this award. And then did the award ever really happen? So there's something really shady in there.
If you get an award and you don't tweet it, do you actually get it?
Yeah, right? If you don't put it on your LinkedIn profile, did it happen?
That is so gross. Come on. I know you're kidding, but you're kind of serious.
What do you mean?
Maybe I'm just being too cynical. That is a vehicle for you to promote yourself and for the award giver to promote themselves.
Right.
So it's just a circle jerk of promotion.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, but check it out, though. If you don't do it, are you unnecessarily hurting yourself? So, Gabe, I'm giving you an award for this thing that you worked on. And what are you going to do? If you just like don't do anything about it, is that the right move? Like if you never put it on your LinkedIn profile and never tell anyone that you got an award for your work, is that fair to yourself?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it may be more noble, but probably more stupid. Like I could
it's
probably
stupid.
Yeah, I could probably use that opportunity to sell myself, right? To whatever extent you're comfortable with. Although I think you're conflating awards and acknowledgement to a degree that I'm not quite comfortable with. Like an award is a little bit more than saying, hey, nice jacket. It's a little bit more than that. You're like making it official to a point where the subjectivity of it kind of like fades away, or at least the perception of subjectivity fades away. You know, so just for context, you got a Webby honorary award, mm-hmm. and the award is not phrased or presented in a way which is like, hey, however many people are in charge of this award, let's say hypothetically it's 10 people. 10 people really like your app, Charlie, and they want to commend you for it. That's not how it's presented. It's presented as like, you know, Webby's believe this is a major milestone in software design. That may or may not be true, but I think oftentimes it's not true. Or it is so subjective that it loses some of that validity.
Yeah, I think it's just weird because like, so if you have like whatever, like the Oscars or something like that, right? So the Oscars probably have all these rigid rules around like who they decide are like who should be getting what awards, or like what makes somebody qualified to be in the running for some sort of award like that. But those rules are subjective along the way, right? Like, so yeah, it's just not a fair system. Maybe that's why you say it's bullshit, right? It's just not a fair system because like it's based around people to begin, and
most systems are based around people. I don't have anything against
all systems,
that.
I guess.
Right. Most awards, I'm not sure of the Webbies, but most awards, the awardee actually submits their work for nomination. And that I think is gross. And then after that, a certain pool of people decide whether that nomination makes it or not. I know that agencies use this to gain legitimacy, and it just seems kind of rigged. So I can spend X amount of money to submit my work to be awarded. Based on that award, I can make more money, right? Because I show it to other clients and they're impressed, so they go with me. And that whole system just to me seems kind of rigged and kind of doesn't align with my perception of what an award should be.
Okay, well, I have two things to say. One, I want to know what you think an award should be. So do that first.
It should be closer to this analogy that you started with, which
casual.
Is casual and subjective and transparent. Like, hey, nice jacket. You know, this institution or organization thinks you made a good job doing X. Cool. Like that's enough for me to know that if my views align with that institution, then I believe it. And I choose to follow it.
Medal of honor like for design.
So yeah, and I feel like that transparency is often lost behind kind of this hoopla, like this like grandioseness of an award that for me just kind of misses the point.
Okay, so point number two is like, it is a competition, right? So a lot of people come together for the Webbies, right? So like, there's all these submissions, and then they compete against each other in the minds of the judges, right? So if you think about like, we play a game like Overwatch, right? We're playing competitively. We're going into that game to get ranked against other players, right? It's like essentially the same thing. It's not exactly fair. Like, I think I should be ranked higher in Overwatch, for example. But like, but the outcome of the situation is what, you know, I have to deal with. And that's like kind of, I think, what awards are too. It's like, it's not going to be perfectly fair. And
I think the thing that makes it okay in Overwatch is that there are no judges involved. And the actual criteria for ranking up is kind of obtuse. Like, it's not really clear what you have to do. But it seems impartial to a degree that I think it's more comfortable. And it seems more reliable. Like, you can predict how to climb up that ladder.
So then what do you think about sports like gymnastics or ice skating?
What are sports?
Well, those are two sports that are decided on by judges, right? Like, the performance of the athlete is actually graded by a judge. Do you think those are bullshit?
Yeah, kind of.
Then you're at least you're coherent.
Whatever the process is behind an award, I'm not very qualified to critique, but the idea of like getting a medal or a trophy or something, putting it in a shelf, and then that carrying some sort of meaning of respect, that I think is kind of weird.
Cool. So it'll be pretty sweet on the next time we do this topic after you win an award.
This is clearly an attempt for me to get an award. Somebody please give me an award.
If you don't, well, we'll never talk about this again. So.
Like right now we're in a room and you have an award and I do not. And I do not like this dynamic.
Well, thanks for listening to Bread Time with award-winning designer Charlie Eats and Gabriel Valdivia. Oh, he is so red right now. I won this episode.
All right, what do you think? Do you think awards are nice, or do you think they're only bullshit when other people get them, like me? Let us know. We have a Twitter. We are at BreadTimeFM. If you send us your DM with your email, we can add you to our Slack, and you can join our Spectrum frequency at spectrum.chat/breadtime.
You want to see my certificate on the wall? Just kidding.